This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I kind of feel like serious musicians are sort of in agreement that there's Bach, and then the arguments start about what else is truly extraordinary.
That's mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiele explaining why he and his serious musician friends love the music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
And I kind of feel like every musician wants to rub shoulders with the great man. You know, we all get together and like, so what, you know, what Bach are you working on? And I think everyone wants to interact with the greatest musician in the world, you know? I'm no exception to that. It was Gould's second recording of the Goldberg Variations that kind of lit my fire. And I haven't been able to get enough ever since.
And that explains why Chris Thiele, who last year won a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant for his adventurous, multifaceted artistry as both a composer and performer, has just released his first Bach recording. Even though Thiele is best known for his progressive bands Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers, he says Bach has been part of his life for a very long time.
Yeah, I was 15 when that Gould recording came into my hands via my grandma Sal. I think that my musically inclined relatives saw, sort of a glaring Bach-sized hole in my life. So my great-aunt Rosie gave me a recording of the Bach double and a score, and I loved the music so much that I started teaching myself how to read. Up to that point, I just learned everything by ear.
The mandolin, Thiele says, does bring a fresh perspective to Bach's sonatas and partitas.
Bach himself played pretty fast and loose with, you know, sort of instrumental issues. You know, I don't think he felt like there was any, you know, anything sacred about the music being performed on the violin. I think it's beautiful. And of course, part of Bach's agenda was to explore the technical capabilities of the instrument. But I do think that it lays pretty well on the mandolin, and there are arguments to be made for it.
Listening to Thiele's Bach interpretation, the first thing you might notice is the quick tempos and his focused intent behind the rhythm. He says that's something he picked up from listening to Bach specialist Glenn Gould.
You know, while I don't think one should be militant about rhythm ever, you know, it needs to be about how it feels first and foremost. And I think, God, I mean, if you're not like moving to the Gould recordings of the Goldbergs, then you don't have a pulse. The vast majority of the movements, you know, have dance, they're dances. And I feel like you should give people a fighting chance at dancing to them.
Thiele says Baroque music and bluegrass do have some key parallels, like the tendency toward two distinctive A and B parts in their structure.
That's a pretty key similarity. I think of something like the G minor presto. I mean, it's almost a fiddle tune. And a lot of the pieces, particularly the dance movements, you know, they strike me as being pretty related. And, you know, certainly more ambitious structurally than your average fiddle tune. But I do think the very great fiddle tunes can rub shoulders with even some of Bach's, you know, greatest A-B tunes, if I can call them tunes.
Chris Thiele is no stranger to rubbing shoulders with other great musicians like cellist Yo-Yo Ma and his colleagues in the Goat Rodeo Sessions, who begin a fall tour later this month. Thiele is really excited about this reunion.
So the music is a joy, first and foremost, but the hang is unbelievable. And that, you know, that's something I think people don't know about Yo-Yo. I think they suspect. He's such a warm person. I mean, he is warmth incarnate. He cultivates this beautiful sense of camaraderie, I think, in any situation that he puts himself in. And so Edgar and Stuart and Aoife and I are the lucky beneficiaries of his proclivities.
Chris Thiele says he learns a lot from these collaborations, which he in turn applies to his solo work, like his first volume of partitas and sonatas by Bach. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.